You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as the Nodamouse. Now, starting in iOS 26 and newer, the Safari tab gets a little change. You'll notice when you download iOS 26 that you notice that the tabs in within Safari has changed just a little bit. Yes. So previously in previous iOS, we had two different views that you can choose from. We had the option where the tabs are located at the bottom, which is by default. And then if you can remember way back when Safari was in its earlier version, those options used to be at the top. Well, now they have introduced something called Compact. So let me show you what the Compact is, and then I'm going to show you how you can change that if you don't like the new Compact version, and show you how you can now select three different ways how you want your Safari tab to look like. So I'm in Safari now, so if I were to go to the bottom right-hand corner,
More button,
you're going to notice some things have changed. There is a Compact version now, so you have the More button, which is the bottom right, and that is where you're going to find new tabs, new private tabs, bookmarks, and things like that. They shoved everything into one little area for that tab. If you go left here,
Refresh button.
You know how the refresh is there. It used to be a two-liner. You had the first line of things, and the refresh was found on the top right, on the top portion of the tabs. No longer. So the Compact is just essentially one tab along the bottom that says. So we have More, and then we got tabs.
Address, applevis.com, text field.
And then we have the address bar, and then finally,
page menu button.
We have the page menu. So you no longer have the back and forward and things like that you used to have. So if that's something you don't like and you don't like how this new format works, have no fear. Thankfully, Apple has given us a settings that we can select from the three views that we prefer. So I'm going to head out of here and go to settings.
Dock, Safari. Double tap to open. Settings. Double tap to open.
So one finger double tap. Let's head into settings.
Settings.
And at the very bottom, we now have the search area. So as you will notice before, we used to be able to tap towards the bottom and it goes directly to the app button. That's where we need to go. But unfortunately, starting in iOS 26, we now have the search area. But have no fear, just to the left of that is the app button that we need to get to. So I'm going to do a single finger tap on the bottom half.
Dictate button.
Here's my dictate button.
Search field. Double tap to edit. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
Go left to here.
Apps button.
That's where we want to go. One finger double tap on app.
Select section index. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
I'm going to use headings. I'm going to go find the letter S for Safari.
Cap A. Cap. 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 A, cap. G. Heading. Cap. 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 M. Heading. Cap, 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 P, heading, cap, R, heading, cap, S, heading.
And go to the right.
Safari, button.
Voila, so we're there, Safari. Double tap that.
General, heading.
Now I'm going to use heading once again. I'm going to find the heading section that says tabs.
Tabs, heading.
Once you find the tabs heading, now I go to the right here.
Selected, compact, button.
These are there's one of three options you can have the tabs view. So right now it's selected compact. So if you don't like the compact and you like the previous version of the Safari tabs along the bottom, go to the right here.
Bottom button.
There's your bottom. So double tap on that. And for those that like the really, really old version of Safari tabs, used to be on the top, go to the right.
Top button.
Got your option to do top. Now select which one you want. I prefer the bottom.
Bottom button.
I'm going to double tap on that.
Selected bottom.
And that's how I go back to the old classic view, what we had in previous iOS. Thankfully, Apple have given us now the ability to select which view that we like best instead of just dictating what we think we need. And so this is a wonderful new feature that allows me to change what view tabs I want. All right, well, that's going to do for me. My name is Thomas Domville, also known as Nodamouse. Until the next time, bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by the community at applevis.com. AppleViz, empowering people who are blind, deafblind, or who have low vision to get the most from Apple products and related technologies. A proud member of the Be My Eyes family. For more information, visit our website at www.applevis.com.